the most difficult things in the world to do is to love one another. But I believe that we can love each other. You believe so?
Yes.
Even though we are so different? Yeah, I like this Micronesian friends you're singing. I love it. I want to be with you too. Your singing is so great. Yeah. Please come to my church. It's only 4 hours away from Guam. Yeah. I also invited the young people at Guam First Church of the Nazarene to my church and Guangguan Church maybe sometime next year so that you can help us. Yeah, clean my church. Thank you. I really would like to celebrate the unity that is given to us in the Lord, the Christ, our Lord Jesus. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Then in the following verse, the scripture says, "So God created man in his image." In the image of God, God created him, male and female, he created them. Verse 27 is a triple confirmation of God's creation of human being, which is announced in verse 26. If you are a careful reader, you may be wondered as you read verse 27. So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Once it says God created a single person, man, but immediately restates this creation event, saying God created them, male and female. Hebrew word for man here is Adam. You know the word Adam. But please note that although it becomes a name for the first male person in his creation, the Adam in this passage does not appear as a proper noun, but as a collective noun meaning humankind as a whole. Once I learned there is no difference between she and he in Tagalog. Now this is my natural voice. Metallic and husky. Please understand me. In Tagalog, there is no difference between she and he. So they say, "Siya ay maganda," and "Siya ay guapo." You know, you understand what I'm saying? Both starts with "sha," that can mean either she or he. As far as I know, the Filipinos are never confused to know the meaning of this siya ay maganda and siya ay guwapo. Because they know, understand this in the context. Siya ay maganda means she is beautiful. Siya ay guwapo means he is handsome. In this regard, in this view, Tagalog looks very similar to the Bible passage here in Genesis, because Genesis 1:26 and 27, in this passage, Adam represents both male and female. Having said this, what is most clear in this passage is that God created not only a male figure, but also a female person. This is why King David can boldly declare, "For it was you who formed my inward parts, you knit me." God created each one of us here. Amen. God created us. Look how beautiful and how handsome your friends next to you. Yeah, this is Korean New Year. You know it? It's New Year for us. So we greet one another, Happy New Year. Today is our Happy New Year. So can you speak, greet each other, Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. In the creation narrative, in Genesis, we read, God created plants and trees according to their various kinds, fish according to their various kinds, birds according to their various kinds. But in nowhere we find God created humankind according to their various kinds. It simply says God created man and woman. We may have different skin colors. Yeah, I see the different colors here. I'm red. Yeah, I think I'm more red than you. And we also have different languages. Korean, Tagalog, Chukis, Guam English, American English, or British English, or Indian English. Oh, Cebuano, Ilocano, these are Philippine languages. We're different, so different. Can we still love one another? Once a monkey went into the sea to evangelize, share the gospel with fish, to win the soul of fish. The monkeys try his best to live like monkeys in the trees, and they all died. I'm sorry, I'm confused. Monkey went into the fish And then this monkey wants to live like fish and died. This is right. Sorry, in my right brain, nothing is left. In my left brain, nothing is right. Because I'm nervous. Please understand me. Please trust me. I'm really fluent in Korean. But a little bit less in English. Having heard this sad news, monkey died in the ocean. The fish mission sent their fish to the monkey land and then let them on the trees, and then they all died. This story metaphorically tells how difficult it is to overcome the cultural differences among people. And this is to a great extent true. Often we realize that it is really difficult, if not possible, if not impossible, to overcome these apparent differences. Koreans, Filipinos, Guamian, Americans, and Turkish, Africans. We are apt to say this when we try to highlight the ways in which other people groups speak and lead. However, from the Bible, we realize that we can still love each other. We can still find the true unity among us. I believe God called us, each one of us here, to be His children in Christ. That's why we are brothers and sisters. I greet you, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord. Although apparent differences make huge barriers keeping us from living together and loving one another, I believe we can still acknowledge we are brothers and sisters in Christ, being created in the image of God, so we can share our Christian love by simply saying, I love you, and helping one another. Mahapita, I love you. 사랑합니다. Can we speak to each other? I love you. I love you. Can you say it? Can you say it to your friends? I love you. Thank you very much for listening to me. I love you.